Before we get started, I have an assignment for you. I want you to go to Google and search for cute gay couples, then click on images. I want you to browse the images for a few minutes. I want you to realize that yes, it is okay to have a boyfriend and a relationship like that too. Take a few minutes to ponder what you have been missing in life. How would you like your ideal man to treat you, and what you think he would expect from you? And what difference would he make in the way you live your life today if you were allowed to be yourself without social penalties? Now take a few minutes to relax and get into the zone. If you feel like putting on something feminine to get in the mood, you should always do that. Shut off any timers you have on, let the dog out, feed the cat. Turn off your phone and silence all the electronic gadgets that make noise. This is our special time and our special place. And if something important happens, you will be alert to it and immediately wake up clear-headed and respond properly. And lastly, you do not have my permission to make sudden major changes in your lifestyle due to hypnosis from any source. Now I want you to get comfortable, close your eyes, and relax. Get all that daily life junk out of your mind, and practice letting your thoughts stop and let your mind be empty and blank as I speak to you. Just let your mind be silent and blank, and let my words be the only sound you hear. When you rest with your eyes closed, your mind becomes a stream of active but random thoughts. But instead of streaming those random thoughts, you are going to substitute my voice for those thoughts. The thoughts generated by my voice are not random. They are your thoughts, and you will treat them as your thoughts. And you will not allow any thoughts into your mind that do not come from my voice. If they do try to come in, you will stop them and return your consciousness back to my voice. You will not be sharing your consciousness with anything but my voice. This is our special time and our special place. As you relax, resist letting your own thoughts creep back into your mind. You won't need them because you are going to let my voice replace them. Just listen, and resist letting any other thoughts creep in. You will let my words be your thoughts. You will treat the stream of words from my voice as your own thoughts. The sooner you do that, the easier it will be to let go and slip into deep peaceful trance. Relax into luxurious comfort and allow my voice to be the only thing in your consciousness. You really will not know when you are in trance, so don't worry about it. It will take care of itself as long as you are listening to my voice. Allow your breathing to slow and let your muscles relax. Peacefully and quietly, let your subconscious rebuild itself around my words. As you relax, you may feel as if you are floating, or you may feel you are looking up into a blank space. You will be alone except for my voice. Listen to every word I say. Every word is very important to you. What you hear, you will understand, but you won't remember most of it. That is okay. The more often you listen, the better it is. There is nothing entering your mind but the new thoughts we are sending into your subconscious. Your subconscious will lay open and receive my instructions and implement adjustments to your outlook on your femininity. All you have to do is let it happen. Relax and do not try to control it. You won't actually know when you are there, or how deep you are. Don't worry about that. With practice, you will go deeper each time. Each time will be like this time, but easier and better. Let yourself relax into the quiet chasm of your subconscious where everything is quiet and still. You are absorbing my words, and there is no other reality other than that created by my words. Slowly and softly, quietly breathe. Let these thoughts become your entire consciousness and let them become a part of you. Let yourself feel them, after all they are your thoughts now. Your world is quiet, except for your thoughts streamed by my voice. You are in a peaceful place, lying here and listening carefully. There is no reason for anything to interrupt your peaceful rest. My voice is your thought now. My voice is your consciousness, and is streaming through your mind just like own thoughts used to. I want you to imagine that your mind has departed from your physical body. As you become disconnected from your physical body, you will not be aware of the passage of time. Time is a physical thing that does not apply to you while you are in trance. Even though you have made time for yourself, time will take care of itself. So relax, and let yourself go quiet and enjoy your new thoughts. I want you to feel a pleasant, almost euphoric state of peace as you look down on yourself. You are not surprised that you have no gender and no sexual features. You are completely contained in your mind and there is no other world beyond my voice. Relax and enjoy the peaceful quietness surrounding you. You will see yourself as you wish to be and you may be any gender you want to be. Appreciate the calm and surreal quietness that contains you. Let the softness of silence wrap around you. Let the thoughts I create take you into deep trance. You don't have to do anything but relax and let it happen. I want you to experience relief knowing that together we are going to find a harmless way to show your femininity at the right time and place. I will not judge you. No one has the right to judge you. You are a unique person who has a perfectly valid and rational role to play in relationships specific to you. Let us talk about you and your femininity. Your mother certainly knew you were a feminine boy. Mothers know these things. Other men and women in your life certainly noticed certain feminine behaviors and attitudes toward things. They probably suspected, but didn't care and moved on. And neither should you. I want you to face the fact that it is difficult to hide your true nature to everyone all the time, and you did a pretty good job. But above all, you should never hide it from your lover. Your lover should be the type of man that will absolutely love your femininity. He may even want you to be a male wife at times. But regardless, no one has the right to judge what role you play in your relationships. Your sexuality is as much a part of you as your skin, and so is your femininity. While you are here with me, I want you immediately get in character and embrace your femininity. You will embrace your ability to change the way you view your sense of self. You will visualize yourself as smaller and more delicate than a man. You will visualize your muscle tone as minimal, and your moves as graceful and fluid. You will fantasize that you are seen by men as an approachable person who can be touched and kissed by the right man. You will fantasize about the lovely feeling you get when you visualize cuddling with a man you like. You will visualize yourself as a sexually cooperative person and you will put his needs first. You will fantasize about what a turn-on it is to be the target of a man's sexual arousal. You will be pleased that you are a person that can cause men to be aroused and want to have sex with you. You will take your role seriously about filling the feminine needs that your gay lover craves but can't get from other men. Together, you and I will work to make the most of your natural femininity so you can use it as a positive feature in your real-world relationships. You are different from other gay guys due to your genetics. It is what it is, and you can't change it. The feminine part of your male sexuality is controlled by the genetics created in you as you developed in the womb. As you grew in your mother's womb, hormones coursed through your body as your genetics developed. For some reason or another, as your genetics were still forming, these hormonal ratios changed at just the right time. These changes made you gay and also created a genetic need to express your femininity. Your genetic destiny created a wonderful gay man who would seek out men for partners. But not just any partner, but men who need the femininity that you bring to the relationship. There is nothing you can do about that. It is the way you were born. You were born to be a feminine partner for a masculine man. The idea of taking on the role as his wife from time to time is not out of the question. But those were not all of the changes. You also avoided having the gruff and aggressive masculine traits many men have. Instead, the changes created the desire in you to fill a softer, more feminine role in a gay relationship for masculine men who have those traits. Your perfect partner is a masculine man who knows he is a real man and is in harmony with your femininity. You need to accept this fact. You were never born to be the stereotypical homosexual man seeking an equally masculine partnership. Again. You were never born to be the stereotypical homosexual man seeking an equally masculine partnership. You will accept that in your gay relationships, it will be you who will be wearing the panties. Again. You will accept that in your gay relationships, it will be you who will be wearing the panties. It is what it is, and there is nothing you can do about it. In fact, when you look at gay male couples in images or in real life, I want you to assume that one of them is wearing panties. You will visualize what kind of panties he is wearing, and what else he might be wearing under his boy clothes to please his lover. You will allow yourself to enjoy your arousal when considering their relationship, since they are showing you the way to move forward in your own sexuality. You will accept that in your gay relationships, it will be you who will be wearing the panties. Again. You will accept that in your gay relationships, it will be you who will be wearing the panties. You need to put your feminine touch on your relationships because doing that is as natural to you as it is for a woman. Whether or not you care to admit it, you share a lot of common features with women. When you finally let the man you care about fuck you, you will never look at him the same again because his role in the relationship has changed. You will accept that is the path your feminine genetics laid out for you. And almost like magic, after you have been bred, nature designed you to absorb the hormones and chemicals in your man's cum, so as to leave you feeling happy and submissive and eager to come back for more. After your man has bred you a few times, your mind will be so focused, you will instinctively rock your girly hips when you are thinking about him. As you get more comfortable in your role as his feminine sex partner, it will become second nature. You will let your man be a man, and a beast in bed. You will accept it and be prepared for it. You will regard it as completely okay and normal. Don't argue. Don't try to be in charge. The less talk in bed, the better. You will let him be a rutting beast and hold you like prey, and you will wrap your legs around him and do the moaning and squirming expected of you. You will be true to yourself by letting him love you the way he wants to love you. This is critical to you. Why? Because your genetics designed you to be an adorable little fucking machine when you become the feminine partner. That is why you chose each other. Remember. You need to accept that you were never born to be the stereotypical homosexual man seeking an equally masculine partnership. That's right. You were never born to have an equally masculine partnership. You will accept that in your gay relationships, it will be you who will be wearing the panties. That's right. You will accept that in your gay relationships, it will be you who will be wearing the panties. This is your destiny, and you should find the right partner to take you there. Now it is time for us to create a new experience to add to your inventory. You will live this experience as if it is real, and it will become a part of your femininity. I want you to imagine that you are on a gay fantasy cruise where you are completely anonymous. There are no women here. None. And yes, that is the way you like it. You are now a free man. As the ship goes under the Golden Gate Bridge, you head downstairs to get your stateroom organized. The only boy clothes you have are the ones you boarded the ship with, and you can't wait to get out of them. Excitement washes over you as you take off your boy clothes and bury them in the bottom drawer as far out of sight as possible. You put your silky short pink and red bathrobe over your naked body, and begin to carefully unpack. You smile warmly as you look back on all the fun you had buying all your pretty clothes. You hang up your party dresses and put away your other pretty things, wondering if you will have a chance to wear everything. As the ship rocks sensuously, you decide to take a quick shower to unwind. You step into the sensuous spray and remind yourself of how well your femininity fits you. As if experiencing a cleansing ritual, you begin to wash slowly and carefully from head to toe. You take your time shaving your legs and underarms and then tidy up your cute heart-shaped landing strip. You dry off and wrap your hair in a towel and wrap another towel around your torso under your arms. You moisturize your body to keep your skin soft and sexy smelling. You unwrap and look at your nakedness in the full-length mirror. Damn, you look sexy. You love your genetics. You never developed the broad shoulders that most men have. Your special diet and women's exercises have caused your body to change in pleasant ways. Your hips are rounder and more heart-shaped, and you fill out women's sexy shorts and pants very nicely. You have the lucky gift of a delightfully chubby chest with fat girly nipples and areolas like your mother has. You gather your boy breasts together in your hands and smile at your good fortune, glad you brought a couple of bras and camisoles to wear. Overall, you are pleased with your naked body, and you are glad you left your manliness at home. You put on your hipster panties and your ladies' butt enhancer jeans, and roll the zippered cuffs up above your ankles so your ankle jewelry will show. You slip your pretty feet into your fancy white sandals, knowing white will help set off your pretty red toenails. You put on your thin long-sleeved pink blouse, with a built-in camisole to cover your chubby boy breasts yet still allow them to jiggle. You feel perfectly sexy for casual exploring on the ship. You put on some light makeup, and are ready to present yourself to your shipmates. As you leave your stateroom, you are confident in your feminine self. You put in the work to bring out your femininity and you have learned to walk the walk. Here, you are in a place where you can be yourself and feel at home with your people. That is right. Your people. As you explore the ship, you collect some girlfriends and begin chatting excitedly with them, getting more confident as you return the smiles of the hunky men. As the men begin checking you girls out, you cutely smile back at the men's winks and nods too. You sense a big sexual difference between the feminine you and the masculine them. You can't imagine being one of the men. You could never fit in. Ever. They are all more masculine than you. They are confident and you are not. They are strong and you are weak. They are courageous, and you are timid. They are protectors. You are the protected. You are enjoying being one of the girly boys congregating together and nervously giggling like schoolgirls as the cute men check you out. But you know that every one of your new friends is here for the same reason. They are your sexual competitors. You notice that the passengers are a mixture of all types of men. Big men, small men, masculine men, and feminine men. And of course, the very girly men like yourself searching for very special partners. You are unmistakably committed to your femininity as you check out the masculine men that smile at you. You wonder what each one might be like in bed. As you leave lunch with a couple of your new girlfriends, you wander around the ship's party areas where the staff is busy at work. The ship and its party surroundings are almost surreal and dreamlike. The lights are low and sexy and the atmosphere is intimate. Tonight's function is a slumber party themed boys will be boys, and boys will be girls mixer party. Instinctively you know how high the stakes are on a first night at sea party. You excuse yourself from your girlfriends, and head to your salon appointment to get ready for the party. As he does you manicure and pedicure, you choose a soft Barbie pink nail polish for your fingernails, and a darker pink on your toes. He does your hair into an attractive feminine style and shapes your eyebrows to complement your femininity. He expertly applies your makeup in a way designed to make you absolutely gorgeous in the low lights at tonight's party. With all the competition, you know you have to look your best. You get back to your cabin quickly, but not so quickly that you didn't return the smiles and compliments. You are dying to put on your cutest, hottest, sexiest, pink baby doll nightie and your delicate chiffon wrap. Its gauzy top won't hide the wiggle and jiggle of your chubby boy breasts, yet the chiffon wrap will allow a peekaboo of your girly chest for the right guy. The bottom half is a matching lace-trimmed pink boy short bandy designed to highlight your girly butt. Your cock is content to be a passive little feature that does what it wants when it wants and stays out of the way. As you slip on your strappy white shoes and admire your pink toenails, you look at yourself in the mirror making sure everything is in order. Pleased, you touch up your soft pink lipstick, wink at the mirror and head to the party. You know you are looking hot. You feel very pretty tonight, and as you gaze around at the competition you see that some are prettier than you, but most are just average. But you have an ace in the hole. You put in the work. You dress to be competitive and you dressed well. And you will be damned if you will be the last girl at the ladies' bar tonight. You will land a guy tonight or you will die trying. Surprisingly, the men are wearing tuxedo tops only, and are naked from the waist down, showing various states of arousal. From your feminine perspective, you realize once more how different they are from you. They are all more masculine than you. They are confident and you are not. They are strong and you are weak. They are courageous, and you are timid. They are protectors. You are the protected. You make your way to the ladies' bar for a cocktail and gaze upon a sea of horny men. You notice that the smallest group is the one you belong to at the ladies' bar, all wearing lingerie of various designs and trying to be as pretty as possible. You are enjoying just being able to make chit-chat with girls just like you. It is delightfully catty to critique the guys' cocks and point out how the gay ones awkwardly kiss their boyfriends, neither sure who is in charge. As the couples begin to mix, you begin to panic when you realize that many of these girls are truly beautiful and are getting a lot of attention. They too have obviously put their best foot forward to find a man. You aren't ready to panic yet, but you are aching for someone to pay attention to you before you start to look desperate. You find yourself looking for a special man in the crowd, hoping to catch his eye, but you don't see yourself making anyone interested. You are getting nervous. You danced with a couple of guys, but you didn't like them. One didn't even get hard. But you feel you really need to pair up soon because you are feeling vulnerable with all these unattached men drinking too much and running around, some hard, some not so hard. But as you return a smile from one of the men, you notice he is getting aroused. You cross your fingers that you are the cause of that. But he seems really shy. You move about the promenade deck toward where he is hanging out and pretend to look at the lingerie in the store displays where it is easier for him to approach you. You notice your guy getting closer to you. He stops next to you and says, "You would be beautiful in that." As you turn to say thank you, you notice he is hard as a rock. He apologizes, noting that since he is naked he can't fake his interest in you. As his eyes lower to your nipples puffing out your nighty, you smile and tell him you are flattered. He asks you to dance and you find comfort in the sensual touch of each other's body and soon embrace like a couple of high school lovers. His kind eyes and manly presence make you feel comfortable and safe, and the creepy men are ignoring you. When the song ends, you go back into the store to look around together. He picks out a set of lingerie that is your size. He asks you if you would like to try it on. Of course you would. As you head to the changing room, you sense he wants you to invite him in. You are on safe ground, so you stop at the door as ask. Would you like to join me? As you enter the dressing room, it suddenly becomes a beautifully decorated lounging room. You notice several other couples in there, too. He very publicly takes you in his arms and kisses you gently and lovingly. He continues to kiss you until you part your lips just enough that his tongue enters your mouth. He slips his soft hands down into your panties and caresses your cute girly ass, as you kiss him back like a horny teenager on her first date. You move your hands around to his muscular butt and then up under his shirt to rub his bare back. You steal glances at the other couples. They are in all various states of arousal. Most are heavily petting, several men are giving their partners blowjobs, and one or two appear to be fucking. There are several couples like yourself, with most of the girly boys trying to keep their panties on to save themselves for later. You feel his hard cock. It is big and it is hard. He sighs sweetly as if he is reading your mind. He is in control now and he knows it. He senses that you are eager to give him a blowjob, but he knows you don't want to be too easy. Please, honey, he whispers. You have never given a blowjob with people around before. And you are the only couple standing. And he obviously wants to remain standing. You aren't sure you want to be that obvious, but he doesn't seem to care. He puts his hands on your shoulders as if to give you his blessing. As the gradual warmth of your blushing washes over you, you blank it all out of your mind and follow your feminine instincts. You are happy to be a nice girl and do it his way. Taking the hint, you press forward and kiss him gently on the lips. And then kissing him again more deeply, you run your hands slowly down his back and over his ass. Down his legs you go as you go to your knees and begin nuzzling his cock as you bring your hands back to his muscular ass. Take your time, honey, he says. You savor his sexy sweet cock aroma. He has been hard since you met him. He's definitely a winner in that department. You nuzzle his balls, then start licking and sucking them, hoping to coax out more of his masculine scent. You lick carefully and provocatively up and down and around his hard cock. You peek and see a few couples watching you, and others, too busy to care. But there doesn't seem to be a graceful way to get him to sit down and be less obvious. But he doesn't see anything wrong with it, and he doesn't want a woman, or just any man, or anyone else right now. He wants you. Your heart is pounding, hoping he won't stop you and make you look bad. You have never felt so sexually in tune with anything else before as you lick the top of his cock and let it enter your loving mouth. You, my sweet girly boy, will not allow yourself to feel any shame that you are letting people witness you happily sucking your new boyfriend's cock. You, my sweet girly boy, have committed to loving your man unconditionally. As your head bobs up and down, you realize this is the first time you have given a blowjob to a man you care about. You showed your commitment and wore pretty feminine things, and he showed his by being attracted to you. His hard-on isn't lying. He is that special man who is attracted to your femininity. You are proud to let your audience watch the feminine you attend to your man like a good girly boy should. Up and down your head goes as you drag your tongue along those sensitive places. You feel him getting into it as if he is giving you his blessing to please him. He knew what you were about when he came to you. You were dressed in your sexy lingerie and pretty nail polish with your hair and makeup done just for him. He is sweet and kind, and masculine and sexy, and you could even love a man like him someday. As more people gather to watch, you proudly suck his cock as you honor him. Up and down your head goes, instinctively using your mouth to read his needs. For this cruise, you will allow yourself to feel as that you are in love with him. After all, you are doing it for him because of love. As you work his cock in and out of your mouth, you take extra care knowing this is a down payment on a relationship. The people gawking and giggling as you suck his cock are just passing through looking for someone to love. Up and down your mouth goes as you run your soft hands inside his clothes and up and down his muscular body. As you brush his nipples, you squeeze them gently and feel his cock twitch in your mouth. You bring your hands slowly down along his muscular torso, you run them across his butt cheeks, then down along his legs. As you massage his inner thighs, you sense that he is ready to climax as he begins to thrust gently and groan softly. Your onlookers begin to get quiet, as if to show respect for the loving they are witness to. You love your own primal feeling of femininity, knowing he too is following his own primal urge to use you as his own. His thrusts get more urgent and reach deeper, and you let him go as deep as he wants. His cock grows, and just as the first twitch in your throat begins, he pulls back just enough so that you can work your magic on his cock to take him over the edge. Your mouth expertly brings him to let out a mighty groan as his cum gushes into your mouth. Everyone seems to be watching now, and you are blushing deeply in the low lights, making sure to not spill a single sperm. You keep moving your head up and down as his cum keeps pulsing until he begins to thrust gently and more slowly. You struggle to swallow quick enough to contain all of his cum, and swallow every last bit. As he slows down, you hold his butt so as to keep his cock in your mouth so you can enjoy his final twitches. There is something very feminine about letting his cock rest in your mouth. It's as if he has validated your claim to femininity and his claim on you. As he slowly withdraws from your mouth, you squeeze his cock with your lips to get the last remnants of his sperm. He is happy, cuddly, and satisfied, and so are you. You little crowd of well-wishers are smiling and patting you on the back as they disperse. He says, "Honey, you are wonderful." Beaming, you realize no one has ever called you honey before. He asks you if you will be his date for tomorrow's party, dress like you mean it. "Yeah, I'd like that." You leave the room and go back to the promenade deck, hand in hand, knowing that, yeah, he might find you are totally fuckable if things are right. So now it's time to kiss goodnight and avoid the awkwardness of waking up together on the first morning of the cruise. And it's time for you to leave trans now. If you wish to go to sleep and dream, you may do so, and when you wake up you will be happy and refreshed and out of trance completely. At the count of three you will awake. 1. You are slowly coming out of trance with conscious thoughts entering your mind. 2. You are mostly awake and very happy. 3. You are fully awake with a wonderful attitude and renewed spirit and a new zest for life. Nothing you have experienced here is meant to cause permanent changes in your life unless you want it to. I am not allowing you to make major changes in your lifestyle based on hypnosis.